Ever wish you had like a crystal ball to see what your e-commerce customers are thinking?
Right.
Well, you might not need magic. We're diving deep into e-commerce analytics today.
Okay.
The metrics that can unlock some serious growth for your business.
Yeah.
We're going way beyond the basics.
Right.
To guide us, we have insights from Rani Teja, the brains behind the eight-figure e-commerce brand Bronzio.
Wow.
They've scaled their business to incredible heights. We're tapping into their expertise
Great.
to help you, the listener, make data-driven decisions and boost those profits.
It's fascinating, you know, how much data we generate in the e-commerce world. Knowing how to harness that information, it's a game changer. It's like having a secret decoder ring for your business.
Totally. So let's jump right in.
Huh?
Rani is a big believer in focusing on what they call the core KPIs, those essential metrics that give you the clearest picture of your store's performance.
Right.
And first up is conversion rate. It seems simple, but you'd be surprised how many businesses get tripped up by this one.
Yeah, it's the fundamental measure of how effective your store is at turning window shoppers into actual buyers. You could have all the traffic in the world, but if no one is clicking that buy button, you're missing out on serious potential. It's like having a leaky bucket. You're pouring in effort, but losing valuable revenue through the cracks.
Okay, so a leaky bucket is bad news. How
Yes.
do we plug those holes and get that conversion rate flowing in the right direction? Rani mentioned something about their website design at Bronzio.
Right. Ronnie found that by simplifying their website navigation and making the checkout process super intuitive, they saw a huge jump in conversions. It's all about removing any friction points that might be causing people to hesitate or abandon their carts.
So less is more when it comes to website design. Keep it clean and straightforward.
Exactly. You want to guide customers seamlessly through the buying process, not overwhelm them with choices or make them hunt for the buy button. And this applies to everything from product descriptions to the layout of your pages.
That makes sense. So we've optimized our website. Traffic is flowing. People are buying. Now, how do we keep those customers coming back for more? Enter customer lifetime value, or CLV.
Right.
This is where things get really interesting.
Absolutely. CLV is all about maximizing the value you get from each customer over their entire relationship with your business. It's not just about making a single sale. It's about building long-term loyalty. And that requires going beyond the transactional and fostering genuine connections.
So how does Ronnie actually cultivate that loyalty at Branzio? What's their secret sauce?
Well, one strategy they use is what Ronnie calls surprise and delight. They go above and beyond for their customers, offering personalized recommendations, unexpected gifts, and exclusive access to events and promotions. It's not about bribing them. It's about showing genuine appreciation and making them feel like they're part of something special.
That's really smart. It's like exceeding expectations in a way that creates a lasting positive impression. It makes me think about how I feel when a brand remembers my birthday or sends a handwritten thank you note. Those little gestures can go a long way.
Exactly. And when you combine those personal touches with a consistently excellent product and customer service, you build the kind of loyalty that money can't buy.
So we're converting visitors, building loyalty. But now we need to talk about making those sales count. And that brings us to average order value, or AOV.
Right. AOV is all about making the most of each transaction. It's the average amount a customer spends per order. And even a small increase in AOV can have a huge impact on your bottom line. Think about it. You're essentially generating more revenue from the same amount of traffic. It's a powerful lever for growth.
It's like finding hidden treasure in your existing customer base. But how do you actually encourage people to spend a little more? Is it all about clever marketing tactics?
Well, marketing definitely plays a role. But Ronnie emphasizes that it's also about understanding customer psychology and creating a shopping experience that encourages larger purchases. For example, at Branzio, they strategically use product bundling, offering discounts on sets of complementary items. It makes the perceived value higher, and customers feel like they're getting more for their money.
That's clever. It taps into that desire to get a good deal. What are some other ways to bump up that AOV?
Another tactic Ronnie uses is tiered pricing. Offering different versions of a product at different price points allows customers to self-select into a higher price bracket. Think about the different iPhone models. Some people are happy with the basic version, while others want all the bells and whistles and are willing to pay more for them.
That makes sense. Give people options. but present them in a way that nudges them towards a higher value purchase. So we've covered conversion rate, CLV, AOV, all positive metrics. But now we have to face a common e-commerce nightmare. Cart abandonment. Ugh. Yeah. I've done it myself, and it always makes me feel a little guilty.
We've all been there. You fill your cart with exciting possibilities, and then, poof, you disappear without a trace. But don't beat yourself up about it. A high cart abandonment rate isn't a personal failing. It's valuable data telling you something's not quite right in your checkout process.
It's like a giant flashing warning sign saying, hey, something's making your customers hit the brakes.
Exactly. It could be unexpected shipping costs that pop up at the last minute.
Okay.
A complicated checkout process with too many steps. Or even just slow loading times. In today's world of instant gratification, patience is a rare commodity.
So how do we address this? What are some strategies for getting those hesitant shoppers to cross the finish line?
Ronnie has a few tricks up their sleeve. For starters, they're a big advocate for transparency. At Brandzio, they display shipping costs up front, so there are no surprises at checkout.
Uh-huh.
They also streamline their checkout process, reducing the number of forms and steps required.
That makes so much sense. No one likes hidden fees or feeling like they're jumping through hoops to buy something. What else can we do to create a smooth and enjoyable checkout experience?
Well, Ronnie also recommends offering multiple payment options to cater to different preferences, and consider incorporating social proof, like customer reviews or testimonials, to build trust and confidence during the checkout process.
Those are great tips. It's all about anticipating potential pain points and proactively addressing them. Now, before we move on, Ronnie mentioned a fascinating offer they have for listeners who are struggling with cart abandonment.
Ronnie actually offers a free consultation.
Wow.
To help businesses optimize their checkout process. They'll analyze your current setup.
Okay.
And provide tailored recommendations to boost your conversion rates.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic resource, especially if you're feeling stuck.
Wow, that's incredibly generous. I bet our listeners will appreciate that. It's like having a personal e-commerce coach in your corner. Speaking of valuable insights, let's talk about understanding where your customers are coming from. Traffic sources.
Right.
Seems like such a basic concept, but it can reveal so much about your marketing efforts.
It's like having a map that shows you the paths your customers are taking to find you.
Okay.
Are they discovering you through organic search, social media, paid ads? Knowing where your traffic originates can tell you which marketing channels are working and which ones need a little TLC.
It's like figuring out which roads are leading people to your storefront. You want to make sure those roads are well-paved and easy to navigate, right?
Exactly. If you're spending a ton of money on Facebook ads,
okay,
but most of your customers are finding you through organic search, it might be time to reallocate those resources.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're getting a ton of traffic from a particular social media platform. But those visitors aren't converting into buyers. That's a sign that you need to refine your messaging or targeting for that platform.
So it's not just about driving traffic. It's about driving the right traffic, the people who are most likely to become loyal customers.
Precisely. It's about quality over quantity.
Right.
You want to attract the people who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer, not just random visitors who are unlikely to make a purchase.
Okay, so we've covered the core KPIs. These are the metrics Ronnie says every e-commerce business should be tracking. But they also mentioned a few additional metrics that can provide even deeper insights. It's like leveling up your analytics game.
Exactly. Once you have a solid grasp of the fundamentals, you can start exploring these additional metrics to gain a more nuanced understanding of your business. For example, Ronnie mentioned bounce rate, which tells you how many people are leaving your website after viewing only one page.
It's like someone walking into your store, taking a quick glance around,
and
then walking right back out. Not a good sign.
It's not ideal. A high bounce rate could indicate that your landing page isn't engaging enough, your website design is confusing, or your content isn't relevant to the traffic you're driving. It's a signal that you need to dig deeper and figure out why people aren't sticking around.
So it's not just about getting people to your site. It's about keeping them there and encouraging them to explore. What are some other level up metrics Ronnie recommends keeping an eye on?
Well, if you're using email marketing, Ronnie stresses the importance of tracking email open rates. This tells you what percentage of people are actually opening those carefully crafted emails you're sending out.
It's like checking to see if your messages are actually being read or if they're ending up in the digital equivalent of the junk mail pile.
Exactly. And if your open rates are low,
yeah,
it might be time to rethink your subject lines, your email design, or even your sender name. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure your emails are enticing enough to get people to click that open button.
Right. It's all about standing out in a crowded inbox. What about those of us who are building subscription-based businesses or really focusing on customer retention? What metrics matter most in those cases?
For businesses that rely on recurring revenue, Ronnie recommends keeping a close eye on churn rate.
Okay.
This metric tells you how many customers are canceling their subscriptions or stopping their repeat purchases over a given period of time.
It's like tracking the leaks in your revenue stream. You want to plug those holes as quickly as possible.
Exactly. A high churn rate could indicate problems with your product, your pricing, or even your customer service. It's a signal that you need to investigate and figure out why people are choosing to leave.
It's like conducting an exit interview to figure out how to improve. What are some of the things Ronnie has done at Brandzio to reduce churn and keep customers happy?
Well, for starters, they've invested heavily in creating a seamless and enjoyable customer experience. From the moment a customer signs up to the way their support inquiries are handled, everything is designed to make them feel valued and appreciated.
That makes sense. It's about building those positive associations with your brand. What are some more tactical things they've done?
They've also implemented a proactive customer success program.
Okay.
They reach out to customers at key moments in their journey to offer support, guidance,
yeah,
and even just check in to make sure they're happy.
That personal touch can make a big difference. It's like having a concierge service for your customers. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the core KPIs to those level up metrics. But I have a confession. All this data talk is making my head spin a little. It's a lot to process.
I hear you. Data can feel overwhelming.
Right.
Especially if you're not used to working with it.
Yeah.
But that's where I think Ronnie's advice about focusing on the story behind the numbers is so helpful.
Tell me more about that. How do we turn these numbers into something meaningful, something actionable?
Instead of just looking at raw data, try to visualize what those numbers represent in the real world. For example, a low conversion rate isn't just a statistic. It's a sign that something in the customer journey is creating friction. It's an opportunity to put yourself in the customer's shoes and think about their experience.
It's like becoming a detective, using the data as clues to uncover hidden pain points and opportunities for improvement.
Exactly. And when you start thinking about metrics like CLV,
mm-hmm.
it's not just about wanting people to spend more money. It's about building genuine relationships and exceeding expectations so that customers not only come back, but they become advocates for your brand.
That's so powerful. It shifts the focus from transactions to relationships. And I think that's where those personalized experiences come in. Knowing who your high-value customers are allows you to go above and beyond, making them feel seen and appreciated in a way that builds lasting loyalty.
It's about turning those data points into real people with real needs and desires.
Okay, so we're seeing those numbers as stories, as opportunities for improvement. But it can still feel overwhelming, right? Like, where do you even begin?
That's where I think Ronnie's advice about starting with the essentials is so key. Don't get bogged down in tracking every single metric under the sun. Start with those core KPIs that truly matter. Conversion rate, CLV, AOV, cart abandonment, and traffic sources.
Those are the foundational metrics that will give you the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak. Once you have a solid understanding of those, you can start exploring those additional metrics to gain even deeper insights.
Right. It's about building a solid foundation and then gradually expanding your analytical toolkit as your business grows and your needs evolve. Don't try to do everything at once. Master the basics first.
Okay. So we've got our core metrics. We're looking at them as stories, as opportunities. What's the next step?
Action. It's all well and good to collect all this data,
uh-huh.
but if you're not using it to make changes and improve your business, it's essentially worthless.
So true. Data without action is like having a map but never actually embarking on the journey.
Exactly. So let's say you've discovered that your cart abandonment rate is higher than you'd like. Don't just sit there and fret about it. Use that insight to implement some of the solutions Ronnie suggested.
Like streamlining your checkout process, being upfront about shipping costs, maybe even offering a little incentive to encourage people to complete their purchase.
Exactly. Turn that data into a plan of attack. And then, the most important part, track your progress. See if those changes you've made are actually moving the needle in the right direction.
It's an ongoing process of analysis, action, and adjustment. You're constantly experimenting, learning, and refining your approach based on what the data is telling you.
And that's where the excitement lies. It's not about finding a one-size-fits-all solution. It's about using data to unlock your business's unique potential. and create a truly personalized experience for your customers.
I love that. It's like you're constantly solving a puzzle, and each piece of data brings you closer to the complete picture.
And speaking of puzzles, let's talk about AI and predictive analytics. It can feel like a bit of a black box, right? Like, how does this magical algorithm actually work?
It does feel a little like sorcery sometimes. But at its core, predictive analytics is about pattern recognition. The AI is trained on massive data sets, looking for correlations and trends that humans might not even notice.
It's like having a superpowered research assistant that can sift through mountains of data and pinpoint the most relevant insights.
And then it uses those insights to make predictions about future behavior. It's not about knowing the future with certainty, but rather having an educated guess based on what's happened in the past.
And those educated guesses can be incredibly valuable when it comes to things like managing inventory, allocating marketing resources, and even personalizing the customer experience.
Right. It's about anticipating what your customers might need before they even know they need it.
Now, one of the things Ronnie emphasized is that AI and predictive analytics aren't just for the big players anymore.
Right. The technology is becoming more accessible and affordable for businesses of all sizes, which is really exciting.
It levels the playing field and empowers even small businesses to leverage the power of data to compete with the giants.
Exactly. It's not about having the deepest pockets anymore. It's about being smart with your data and using the right tools to make informed decisions.
So, if you're feeling intimidated by AI or thinking it's too advanced for your business, think again.
There are tons of resources available to help you get started, and the potential benefits are too significant to ignore.
And if you're not sure where to begin, you can always head over to Ronnie's blog or reach out to them directly for guidance. They're a wealth of knowledge and always happy to help.
Speaking of guidance, I think it's time for another one of those thought-provoking questions to get our listeners' wheels turning.
Bring it on. Let's see what you've got.
Okay, here it is. Imagine you could wave a magic wand and instantly implement one of these AI-powered solutions in your business. Which one would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. It really makes you think about which aspect of your business could benefit most from AI's predictive power.
Right. Is it optimizing inventory so you never run out of your best-selling products? Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's personalizing your marketing messages to increase conversions.
Or perhaps it's something even more innovative that we haven't even thought of yet.
The possibilities are endless, and that's what makes this such an exciting time to be in e-commerce.
Absolutely. So much potential for growth and innovation, all driven by the incredible power of data.
Okay. Before we get too carried away with our AI fantasies, let's bring things back down to earth and talk about something that's absolutely crucial when we're dealing with data, especially customer data.
You're talking about privacy, right? Can't forget about that.
Exactly. In our excitement to unlock the power of data, we can't lose sight of the ethical considerations.
We have a responsibility to our customers to be transparent about what data we're collecting,
right,
how we're using it, and what measures we're taking to keep it safe and secure.
It's not just about complying with regulations. It's about building trust and fostering a relationship of mutual respect. After all, customers are the heart of any business. We want them to feel confident and secure when they interact with our brand.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you prioritize privacy and transparency, it strengthens your brand in the long run.
Yeah.
People are more likely to support businesses they trust.
Right.
Businesses that value their privacy and handle their data responsibly.
So before you dive headfirst into the world of e-commerce analytics, take the time to establish clear privacy policies. Communicate them clearly to your customers. And ensure you're doing everything you can to protect their sensitive information.
It's an investment that will pay off in the long run, both ethically and commercially.
Well said. Okay. Are you ready for one final thought-provoking question to wrap things up?
Hit me with it. I'm all ears.
All right. Here's a challenge for you. Think about your current e-commerce setup. What's one small change you could make today to improve your data collection or analysis processes?
Ooh, I love that. It's all about taking action, even if it's a small step.
Maybe it's setting up a new tracking tool, reviewing your privacy policies, or even just having a conversation with your team about data ethics. Every little bit counts, and the sooner you start, the sooner you'll start reaping the rewards of data-driven decision-making.
You don't have to become a data scientist overnight. Start small, experiment, and build from there.
Exactly. It's about progress, not perfection. And remember, Ronnie is a fantastic resource if you need guidance along the way. Their blog is packed with insightful articles, and they even offer personalized consultations to help you overcome those e-commerce challenges.
Ronnie is truly passionate about helping businesses succeed in the digital world.
So there you have it. We've taken a deep dive into the world of e-commerce analytics, exploring everything from those essential core KPIs to the mind-blowing possibilities of AI and predictive analytics. We've learned how to turn data into actionable insights, build stronger customer relationships, and ultimately boost those all-important profits.
But perhaps most importantly, we learned that data is not just about numbers, it's about stories. About understanding the human beings behind those clicks and purchases. It's about using that understanding to create a better, more personalized, and ultimately more successful e-commerce experience for everyone.
Beautifully said. So for those of you listening, we encourage you to embrace the power of data. Don't be intimidated by it. Explore it, experiment with it, and use it to make your e-commerce dreams a reality. And remember, Ronnie and all of us here are cheering you on every step of the way.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of e-commerce.
Thanks for joining us.